Hello, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Tuesday, August 1st, 2017. Welcome to episode 4 of the Thread Safe Podcast. Wait a minute, you might be saying. If today is day one of the 2017 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, then why is this episode 4 of the Thread Safe Podcast? That's because I released episodes 1, 2, and 3 in the fall of last year, after my first time participating in Dog Days of Podcasting. I had so much fun last year that I tried to keep going with my podcasts, but NaNoWriMo and the holidays came around, and, well, so much for that plan. That's why I'm so excited about Dog Days of Podcasting this year. I'm back, and I know I have more than enough content to last me for 30 days and beyond. The movie chat backlog alone would almost last until next year if I released bi-weekly. If you're new to the show, the Thread Safe Podcast is the show that believes in keeping your creative side and your tech side in balance. I'm a network operations technician in my day job, and a costumer, writer, and podcaster on my days off. The goal of the Thread Safe Podcast in particular is to support and encourage people who work in technology but want to feed their interest in the creative arts, or vice versa. My main topic for today's episode is, what's new with me on the tech and costume front since I last podcasted? I am recording this episode on the same computer that I upgraded to Windows 10 and replaced the hard drive on last year, which I talked about in one of my previous episodes. This is also the computer that I have iTunes on, so I can't wait to hear everyone's shows, as soon as I get my USB Wi-Fi adapter. What would I need that for? Well, at the end of April of 2017, there was a big Windows update where Microsoft, in its infinite wisdom, decided that it would auto-select and auto-install what it thought were the most current and most appropriate hardware drivers for the computer it was installed on. For most people, that probably worked fine. Most people aren't using 11-year-old laptops. This laptop isn't totally bricked, since I'm recording on it right now, but it hasn't been able to get on the internet at all since April 29th or 30th of this year. That update somehow killed the driver for the NIC in such a way that, regardless of whether or not an Ethernet cable is involved, this poor laptop will not connect to any network at all. And of course, this would happen 2.5 weeks before the end of the community college quarter. I spent quite a bit of time in those first 2 weeks of May on the computers at our community digital library, finishing up all my final assignments. But sometime in June, something amazing happened. My awesome creative tech geek friends came through for me. They came by an old hand-me-down laptop that a friend of theirs didn't need anymore and nobody in their family needed anymore. But they knew about my technical woes, so they got it to me instead. It is at this moment sitting on my couch. In order to get this episode up on my website, I'm going to be saving it to my portable hard drive, taking that into the other room, connecting it to my new laptop, and uploading it from there. However, like I said, this is the one that has iTunes on it, so that's why I need the USB Wi-Fi adapter. If I don't get this machine back on the internet, I'm not going to be able to listen to any of your new episodes. Yes, I know, it's not the only podcatcher in existence. I'm open to recommendations. But as an aside, Apple, you can have my iPod Touch when you pry it out of my cold, dead hands. I love that iPod Touch, and I refuse to give it up for as long as it keeps working. And when it does finally stop working, which it inevitably will, if I have to get somebody's old hand-me-down iPhone that's just not activated on a cellular network to play my music collection, that's what I'll do. As you've probably guessed, I do not approve of Apple's decision to no longer carry dedicated iPod devices. I've been buying songs via iTunes since 2008, and I'm not going to stop now. On a better note, things are going quite a bit better on the costuming front. I've made a lot of progress on my Jedi costume since last year. I got even better boots than the ones I took with me to Dragon Con last year. And I am partway through the process of making version 2 of the clothes. One of my big focuses for the month of August is going to be getting all those finished in time for Dragon Con. I have 2 costumes in progress right now. My upgraded Jedi costume and my Mikuru from Haruhi Suzumiya school uniform. Those 2 are the closest to being done, so those are the ones I plan to focus on this month. I'd really, really like to have either or both of them ready to wear for Dragon Con. By the way, I also made a date with one of my sewing friends on Sunday afternoon to get costume pattern pieces fitted, so I'll have a better progress report on Sunday. And now it's time for the helpful link of the day. Actually, links today, I have 2 of them. One of them is to the eBay store from which I ordered my USB Wi-Fi adapter, and yes, I'm sure I will be reviewing that in a future episode. And the other is to Gladiator Polo's Etsy store, where I ordered my better new Jedi boots from. The links to them will be in the show notes to this episode at ameliabowen.com. That's it for episode 4 of the ThreadSafe podcast. Until next time, may all your threads remain smooth and untangled. The theme song for the ThreadSafe podcast is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere from the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org. The transition sound effect is Scissors Cutting by Sklolex, which is available via freesound.org.